Joining us today, the Loyal FFA, we have advisor Stephanie Wilsman. And Stephanie, that's a challenge in a school the size most of the schools around the area is. There are so many opportunities for students to get involved in organizations and time commitments and so on. How do you get them in the classroom? How do you get them into FFA?
Sure. And Loyal does a great job at that. We have so many things that kids can be involved in, whether it's sports, we have amazing coaches, whether it's FFA, FBLA, FCCLA, we have all those opportunities. So it's tough because our kids can sometimes be stretched thin. But I think the ag program really speaks for itself. There's kids that are involved or interested in animals, plants, and so a lot of the work is done for me in the fact that agriculture is a pretty interesting subject. So getting the kids in the classroom is pretty easy, especially because once the word gets out that it's hands-on, it's a little bit more exciting than other classes could be maybe. It kind of does the work for it. And then as far as getting kids in FFA, mentioning it in my classes when they're already in there, and then, you know, obviously students that show a lot of potential and, you know, are really interested in FFA like Tyne, then it's pretty easy to, you know, help them see that what FFA can do for them, and then they're hooked. I do pester a lot of kids and, you know, try to figure out what they're interested in or maybe what they're good at or how their study techniques might come into play.
There are a lot of new changes and innovations that have come to the classroom over the years, even in your career.
Right. One of the things that we're really excited about in our school is before Matt Reinders left our school, he had filled out a grant for some hydroponics equipment. And so I'm still spending money on that grant, which has been pretty exciting for me. We have some hydroponic towers in our greenhouse that we're really excited about. And actually, I just purchased some LED lamps that go over top of those towers so that I can actually bring it into my classroom, because sometimes, you know, unless you're in that specific horticulture class, you don't make it out to the greenhouse. And so now you can kind of show them some different ways of growing your own food within the classroom. And so that's been kind of cool.
And you had a relatively nice greenhouse built whilst Matt was there as well.
Right. So our greenhouse is relatively nice. And one thing that we were really excited about upgrading last year was we put a new floor in. Before, it had just been a red granite floor with a black landscape tarp over it. And then this year, our end of the year project, so this is the hands-on stuff that I'm talking about. And it wasn't just horticulture. It was all my classes lent a hand to put in a new brick patio floor. And so that was pretty cool that everyone got to learn how to lay brick, how to, you know, go through the background of how many bricks do I need, how much is it going to weigh, do I have a trailer or truck big enough to pull all that? And I didn't. They hauled it there. But that was a pretty cool experience putting that in, and I even made a Facebook post about it. You know, kids sometimes get the rep that they're lazy. You come in and have them lay, you know, all that brick. My kids worked really hard, and I was really proud of that.
So how long did it take you to do this?
Well, the planning stages, we did that kind of throughout our classes, but then actually putting it in 3 days...
I was trying to get my welding projects done. Yeah. She was out there. I'm just like, I'm going to weld. Bye.
No, I think we did 3 days. You know, for the first few days, we did the work of leveling. We actually had to take a lot of the gravel out of the greenhouse and then put a load of sand in to smooth that base and then screed that off and then put the actual brick on. So it was probably a 3-day process. And, you know, it's hard because I only have kids for 45 minutes and then they're off to the next class. And there's some that actually asked their teachers if they could come and stay out there all day. I don't know if they enjoy bricklaying or...
Or ducking something else.
Yeah, but just wanted to be outside. But it was pretty enjoyable to see how hard kids would work when they're, you know, not getting a grade on it or anything like that.
What a great educational...
Yeah, it was really cool.
It has to be fun in the classroom to see that freshman that starts in the back of the room just kind of hiding behind the big kid to come to the front of the room by the time they're a senior.
It is exciting. Some of our newer officers, I would have never, I mean, I obviously saw that they were involved, but it's exciting to see how much more comfortable they are at speaking events and getting out there, or even just our chapter meetings. So it's really impressive to see that change. Because I am lucky, I know a lot of programs don't get to have 7th graders in ag or 8th graders in ag, and I actually have both of those sections. I have 7th graders for leadership, I have 7th graders for a section of agriculture, and then I have 8th graders for a section of agriculture. So I think that really helps me a lot in that I see those kids every day for a quarter, whereas sometimes chapters, you know, they don't get to see them till they're in high school for elective. And mine, I see every single kid. And so I think that really helps to see them, and it's exciting to see them as seventh graders, and now to see some of those seventh graders that are just getting up into high school is
exciting. Plus, you're in the same building, and you're right in the middle of that building.
Right. We're in a very good spot in that people are always passing our bulletin board. Our school's pretty lenient if we want to have a meeting during RTI, that they let, you know, FFA kind of be a part of the day instead of all after school.
Stephanie, talk a bit about the area chapters, because you're surrounded by some top-notch chapters. I mean, you know, you look at Spencer and Stratford and Marshfield and Granton has been tremendous over the years. How is that an incentive for you and for what you do at Loyal?
Well, our area is really competitive, and I think it helps because our kids don't know any different. They know they know that they have to be competitive, because I think that's how they see FFA, is everyone is like that. But really, we're just really lucky in our area that everyone is so outgoing in their chapters. And so I think it helps them to strive to do better for things like speaking contests. They know that districts aren't going to be an easy thing, that they really have to work hard and prepare if they want to move on, because I know some districts might not be as competitive, and maybe it's easy to make on to sectionals, but for our chapter, that really means something to move on, because everyone around us does a really great job. It also has been really helpful for me. I am from Nilsville originally, so I know most of the advisors in the area anyways, but they've been really helpful in the start of my career too. You know, we're not secretive about things. If you don't have curriculum for a certain subject, they're willing to share. And same with FFA things. If you need like study materials or anything like that, they're really giving. They're not just competitive and diehards. They're really willing to help out where needed.
As a horse competitor once said, I can't beat him if he's not in the ring.
That's true.
And it's true. But it is. It's just a helpful group. It really is something. Stephanie, talk a bit about what the opportunities are for graduating seniors, who people come out of the program now, one of the big challenges is by the year 2050, we're going to have 9.5 billion people on the face of the earth. And right now, we don't have the people in the pipeline to grow the food, to process the food, to deliver the food. How do we get more people into your classroom and into these careers?
I think what's really nice about, we talked about our FFA alumni a little bit. They do give a little bit of incentive. You know, if you're involved in FFA and going into an ag career, they do give you a pretty good scholarship. And so, not that I think that's a reason to go into it, but I do think that is really nice that they're showing a buy-in for our students that are going into that. I think it's also really important that we stay in communication. I'm pretty close with our guidance counselor, and I think for a while there was kind of a stigma around going into ag that, you know, you weren't going to make enough, or you weren't going to get an education or that sort of thing. So I think it's really important. Like, for example, we bring in speakers from the UW-Madison short course. We work with NTC, you know, realizing that if you want to go to school for something ag-related, that you don't have to go into farming, but there's a reason to go to school for farming. I know one of our students just graduated from the short course, and one went to NTC, and they feel more confident in coming back to their farm because they have that education. So helping them realize that, you know, it's not a bad thing to come back into farming, that there's a lot of pride and a lot of joy in coming back to those careers and coming back to our area, because we're a hot spot for dairy, and whether it's dairy or beef or whatever it is, that's kind of the pride of our community. And so making sure that people know that they don't have to leave to be considered successful, that they can come back and have a farm, or maybe, you know, we're a hotspot for Vite Plus, Northside, that maybe there's careers there that they didn't realize. You know, if we have someone going to school to be an agronomist right now that just graduated from our program, that you can come back and find a really high quality job right in your own community.
You still have the small town life, but you have a well-paying job.
Right.
And those two big feed mills employ a lot of people.
And I think people forget about that they take for granted how many people they employ, and that it's a good thing to come back and work for a company like that.
Well, thanks for your time today, and continued success with your career and with the chapter.